A reading from the Book of Samuel. During the time young Samuel was minister to the Lord under Eli, a revelation of the Lord was uncommon and vision infrequent. One day Eli was asleep in his usual place. His eyes had lately grown so weak that he could not see. The lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Samuel was sleeping in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. The Lord called to Samuel, who answered, "Here I am." Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." "I did not call you," Eli said. "Go back to sleep." So he went back to sleep. Again the Lord called Samuel, who rose and went to Eli. "Here I am," he said. "You called me." But Eli answered, "I did not call you, my son. Go back to sleep." At that time, Samuel was not familiar with the Lord because the Lord had not revealed anything to him as yet. The Lord called Samuel again for the third time. Getting up and going to Eli, he said, "Here I am. You called me." Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling the youth. So Eli said to Samuel, "Go to sleep, and if you are called, reply, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" When Samuel went to sleep in his place, the Lord came and revealed his presence. Calling out as before, "Samuel, Samuel," Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel grew up, and the Lord was with him, not permitting any word of his to be without effect. Thus all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, came to know that Samuel was an accredited prophet of the Lord. The Word of the Lord. Research disclosed that this experience of the Lord calling Samuel happened when Samuel was only about 11 years old and had been under the care of Eli in the temple for quite some time. Clearly, God had his eye on Samuel to be the prophetic voice for his people. It is heartwarming to read that three times, four for Samuel, these two individuals had their sleep interrupted. They responded to the best of their ability and eventually concluded that this was not just imagination, but a real call from the Lord for Samuel. At this young age, Samuel showed obedience, as had obviously been his pattern since being small. Our own lives reflect experiences of being called, of being confused, of not knowing what that still small voice was talking about, if it was even real, if we should really pay attention. God had blessed Samuel with adults that helped him to be grounded in the ways of his God, so that when a very important call came, with Eli's help, he knew how to answer. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." "Speak, Lord." Yes, we need you to speak every day. Yes, every moment of every day. It might be responding to a request for reaching out to a legislator, a nudge to go visit a sick friend or deliver a meal, a thought about sending off a note to a relative who is out of the loop. It is going to the edge for something we usually ignore. It is grace. It is what we need. Our challenge is to do a Samuel thing and not to be afraid. No matter what it feels like or seems to be like, even if we want to run the other way, to respond as he did, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Steve Garness Holmes, in his Unfolding Light Reflection for Today, says, "Even under the fist of power, do not surrender the fragile gift. Another way will be given to you. Even in the shadow of doom, do not give up on joy." Yes, today let us go forward, sensitive to the still small voice, sensitive to our need to be present to the moment, sensitive to the gift that we have to bring to the world. Let us respond many times. "Speak, Lord, I am listening."